This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra says year-round E15 has strong bipartisan support. We'll have more right after this.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives was able to pass legislation that would allow E15 to be permanently sold year-round. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra, who earlier this year was appointed to serve as co-chair of the E15 Rural Domestic Energy Council, said this legislation has been in the works for a long time.
Such a big day for the Iowa farmer and for families. You know, this is year-round E15. It's RFS reform to dramatically help our farming community and to see everyone come together. So it started in February of this past year. We couldn't get anything done, and leadership said, hey, we're gonna put you in charge and try to figure out a solution. So we put everybody in a room from biofuels to petroleum industry to corn growers to Farm Bureau, and we came up with a solution, and the solution got passed yesterday. So I'm just so impressed that we got it done. And now we're working with the U.S. Senate to get it passed there and to get it to the president's desk.
While the bill passed narrowly on a vote of 218 to 203, it did have strong bipartisan support. Feenstra said he is confident that the bill will make it out of the Senate and over to the president's desk.
So there is 122 Republicans and 95 Democrats. This bodes really well in the Senate. And talking with Senate leadership, they're really excited about those numbers to see that. They thought they could get it passed. Again, it's mutually beneficial for all stakeholders, and I don't think it can be changed. We went through all the numerations, all the issues, and this is sort of the balance. This is sort of the balance of what you can do with all the groups involved, all the stakeholders. So I believe it stays the same. It gets passed, and the president will sign it.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.